The minds of desirous attachment, hatred, and ignorance. But for the time being, let's just focus on the first two. The minds of desirous attachment and hatred, or we can say anger. These minds project onto the world their own distortions, their distorted view. What they do, most of all, is that they exaggerate. Delusions exaggerate. So even maybe there is some good quality or some bad quality in a person or any other object, the delusion of attachment, desirous attachment, will exaggerate that good quality, and the delusion of anger or hatred will exaggerate a bad quality. Make it real. Project it onto the person, and that's what we see. The person we see is just a projection of our own inner distortions. There is nobody out there, separate from my mind, that corresponds to that. This is true not just with other people, but with the whole world. Every single object, person that we see, what we actually see is projections from our mind. We think we're seeing what's real. We think we're seeing what's out there existing, for example. Actually, we're seeing our own inner distortions. And we know that's the case, even though we see these qualities as existing. For example, maybe my mother said something and I'm upset. I can't say my mother's upset me. I made myself upset. But let's suppose my mother said something and I'm upset, and then I'm like, my mind is seething and I've got this bad feeling inside. And then this mind creates an ogre and projects it and sees that ogre as my mother. What I'm perceiving, what I'm relating to, what I'm talking to, something I created in my own mind. Everything that we experience is projected by mind. And because our mind is, Venerable Geshe-la says, all the time under the influence of delusions of one sort or another, maybe sometimes subtle, but the delusions are functioning all the time. So everything that we see, everything that we experience is a projection of a distorted mind where the good qualities are exaggerated or the bad qualities are exaggerated. Such a person does not exist. Nothing projected by a deluded mind exists, even though it appears to us so vividly, and even though we are so convinced.